So welcome back. We've gone through some 13, 12, 13 chapters on the operations and related to deposits, what is deposits and things like that. Now we will get into the retail loans, which many of us are also very familiar with. It's part of our modern society where a lot of loans are taken for the bank to take care of our wants and needs and also our desires, and then we pay them over a period of time to the bank. So in retail loans, we will cover loans which are given to individuals to meet the needs, and they may be secured or unsecured, and we'll get into details of what is secured and what is unsecured. Secured loans are those loans which are given on the security of some assets, and there's an underlying asset which is secured by the bank, and they give the loan for that. So example of security for housing loan would be the mortgage of house. For car, it is hypothecation of the car. Fixed deposit receipt is pledged when a loan is given against the fixed deposit. So if you want to take a loan against the fixed deposit, the fixed deposit acts as a security for it. Retail loans that are usually secured are education loan, loans to professional and self-employed, loans against shares and debentures, as we call it LAS, any vehicle loan or housing loan. Unsecured loans are those loans which are given to customers, obviously without any security. This may be because of the reputation of process or the nature of loan. So unsecured loans are a loan for meeting any medical expenses, holiday expenses, personal loans, loans to professional and self-employed persons, and some type of education loans is also unsecured loans. And we'll get into retail loans in more details in chapter 16. So thank you for listening, and we'll go into the next chapter.